Just now we read from scripture that Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. Just think the way something is not here, something is far away, and we get the replica of that, and then we find that, oh yes, it can be like this. So when Jesus Christ came into this world, when Jesus Christ came into the Jesus Christ came into this world, he chose 12 disciples. Of course, he grew up like you and me, like a human being, just like you and me. God himself became a man like in what it can. I don't know what, there are so, we are in computer business, and there are so many apps are there, so many ways are there where you can communicate and it will be approached. But and Jesus could have chosen one of the methods to reveal himself. Okay, you just do like this, and your eternal life. But he himself did not do all that. What he did was that he himself came upon the earth as a human being, just like you and me. Just think the way the thinking, Jesus became like you and me. That alone makes us to really wonder the wondrous, wonderful love of God for us. He is not somebody who is far away. Of course, he is staying in heaven, definitely. But he is everywhere, anything. Of course, people believe in he is in Buddha also, but we don't know that. He cannot be in the Buddha. But he is everywhere. And whether we see him, whether we allow him, he is there at all. So this morning, as we think about Jesus and the way how divine God, who did not sin, was from the beginning, and he came and he chose 12 disciples, and he was with them. Just think the team of 10 people, you look after them, 10, 12 people, plus himself, 13. 13 people just to have lunch for them, you know, breakfast for them, supper for them, tea, all necessary. I think how he must have managed all those things. Of course, afterwards we read in the Bible that his mother and some sisters of them who helped Jesus in his. But we see that how Jesus must have managed all the whole team and lived with them. And in Bible it says that at the end, Peter says that in him was no sin. In him was no sin. Just think the way 13 people living together and never really know the weakness of each other. Even after 3 of you at a house, you know what the person likes, what doesn't like, what is wrong, what kind of wrong thing they do. But here we see that at the end of, after Jesus ascended, Peter himself says that no, in him there was no sin at all. Just think the sinless God. And he talks to his disciples in John chapter 10 about himself. That he states in John chapter 10 verse 30, says, I and the Father are one. Just think the way how the disciples must have been amazed to hear that he and God are alone. But I don't think so they understood all of this thing that the Bible says. That unless their hearts were open, they did not understand most of the things then this was after Jesus left. But when he told these were the profound words, I and the Father are one. Father is in heaven and he is here, but still they are one. How is it in one? Constant communion with each other. Constantly. 24/7. He was in touch with the Father. And then he tells to his disciples in verse John 10:38, you know, but if I do it, even though you do not believe, believe the miracles that you may learn and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. At least believe on the works what I am doing. The Father is really in me. It is a proof of it. Then it says in chapter 14, verse 7, says, if you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. Jesus tells me, if you know me, you know, I am really amazed to think about this. If you really knew me, you would know my Father. How will we know the Father? God is, according to John chapter 4, verse 24, God is the Spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Holy Spirit is Spirit. Now, only visible is Jesus Christ. And we see that, that's why it's easy to understand it. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. See, I am the replica representative, 100% the invisible image of the God. I am here. I come upon this earth. And it says that from now on, you do know him, and have seen him. Now they are telling you, you have seen God the Father in me. Of course, God the Father is so holy, that nobody can approach him. But the angels before him, they are having put their wings before him, and then they hide their mouth, the faces and their legs, and to worship him. They serve God before him. So God is so holy. And that holy God has come upon this earth in the form of human being. The way he became a human being, that alone is an amazing way, amazing thing to do. So many people believe in God these days, in all different kinds of God, human beings. I have a friend, he's in Lucknow Institute, telling me I believe in this and that. He's telling that Jesus Christ also is human. So I have to be told, definitely he was human, but he was God himself who came upon this earth. And that time Philip is telling, Lord, show us the Father and that will be the point. He's telling, okay, you and Father are one. So show us the Father. We want to see him also. We saw that he is a spirit. And Jesus is answering him. Don't you know that, Philip? Even after I have been among you for such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say so is the Father? See, all these works I am doing is because of the Father. Everything what I do is only because of the Father. And he became a man. He limited himself as a human being. And we see that verse 10 also, that don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you are not just my own. Rather, it is a Father living in me who is doing his work. Just see that God himself was in Jesus Christ and is speaking to him. How is it possible? God is in heaven, he is in heaven. But in such a close communion with Jesus Christ. Close Jesus Christ was close communion with the Father. That's why he's telling that I said to you and it is my Father is living in me and who is doing his work. So all what Jesus did, all he told also in John that whatever the Father does, I do. So he used to follow the Father, whatever Father was doing. But he became a human being, he has limited himself. John chapter 16 verse 15 says that all that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said that the Spirit, Spirit will take from what is mine and will make it known to you. All that belongs to the Father. Just think the way God the Father. He created a whole universe. Created all the millions of stars. Of course, he knows them by name. We don't know some of the names. We only know some stars which just scientists will discover and tell us this one, that one, this one is there. Recently, they found out very, very, very far, millions of miles, very small, tiny, and they named it. But when we go really near it to the star is so big that we cannot understand it. Our sun is so big that even 100 Earths can be put into the still, there'll be a small space. And you see that making a sun, how much heat it is in that. Let's think. The way if it was so nearer, then maybe man believe that a sun was more nearer than what it is now. will become a little bit too hot. The sun is a little far away from us, it will become too cold. So when God made all these things, that's why Jesus is telling that all that belongs to the Father is mine. I have done all these things. And we know in John chapter 1 that nothing was made without him that was made. And so the way God himself became a man and humbling himself, it's a great example before us that how we should be humble before the Lord and how we should be obedient to his will, how we should be walking with him. Further on, we see that Jesus, he talks to his disciples. They were with him day in and day out, all 13 of them together. Then time, Simon Peter is telling to Jesus. Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God." And when Jesus tells him that God is revealed, we see that what a great thing that God himself was living. Jesus has revealed to Peter that he is the Son of God. See, Bible is written in such a way so that we human beings can understand in our own language, in our own way. God himself has told that I am God and nothing else. That's what it says in Exodus, I am what I am. But he reveals himself as Jesus Christ, as a human being, no? To make us understand that he really loves a human being. And here that the same Jesus is telling that I am the Son of the Living God. What a great thing he must have. Either you can be either false or wrong. Then we see in John chapter 1 and verse 2 also that it says that he was with God in the beginning. Before anything was created, before anything happened, God himself was there. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. We see in Daniel that he is mentioned as the Ancient of Days. It's very, very old. And earth now, we see scientists find some of these rocks and all, and they say, oh, this is millions years old. This thing is millions years old. This thing. Just think the way, if it is millions of years old, then how much God is millions of old years. Just think. And that God should become a man like us. And he died for us. And we see that in Romans chapter 1, verse 4, and who through the Spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ. Same God was declared Son of God, declared by the Spirit, Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. The way he rose, I don't think anybody else has done that. Anybody else says that. We hear so many things of upsetting things sometimes. Some of the people claim that I was there. But it's not a reality. It's all the devil. Evil spirits are impersonating the person and talking. But here we see that Jesus himself is saying that I am the Son of God. He was proved to be the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ, our Lord, is our Lord. Not somebody else in Father. As we read in the way from Colossians, chapter 2 and verse 9, it says, For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in body. All the fullness of God was in Jesus Christ, in a human body. First thing, if it can be in Jesus Christ, and he has made you and me to be transferring to his image, can it not be that we can become like him? It says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, that be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So Jesus Christ himself is, I'm a perfect person. You follow me. And here we see that all the fullness of Christ embodied in Jesus Christ. What a great statement this is. There is nothing else we can do. Nothing else we can compare with him. Hebrews verse 1, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. The sun is the radiance of God's glory and exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat on the right hand of his majesty in heaven. It says here, exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. Just think the way all the stars, if they are let loose, what will happen today? And earth will not be there on it. Everyone will be consumed in such a way. If the earth goes at least 1,000 kilometers near the sun, we all will be burnt like ashes. Ashes will not become much like. But here we see here that he sustains all things by the word of his power. Just think the word of his power, just mouth, one word from God keeps all these things. He told, he created in the beginning, do like, be like this, and it happened like this. He trees, it happened like this. Wow. And all 6 days what he created, all different things. We see that all by his word and all Jesus died in the dwelling. Then we see himself, that Father, God the Father himself is bearing witness. What is bearing witness? That voice from heaven came in Matthew chapter 3 verse 17 after the baptism of Jesus. Voice came from heaven, said, this is my son whom I love, with him I am well pleased. See, this is my son whom I am well pleased. See, if I remember in Lucknow one father, he was out of contact. His second son, he will not obey anything. So when he was about to die, his son is coming hearing. He is telling, far away, be far away from me, because you are not obedient to me. You are not doing what I would like you to do. But here we see here that voice from heaven is saying that this is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. What a great thing that to hear this. God himself is telling that he is my son. So that's why I wrote earlier in the Bible is written in such a way that we human beings can understand God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. So we see here that he's telling that I love him very much and I am well pleased. Well pleased is really something pleasure of God to see Jesus Christ upon this earth. And he willingly came upon this earth. Then we see also in Matthew chapter 17 verse 5, the rider was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped them. And a voice from the cloud said, this is my son whom I love, with him I am well pleased. Listen to him. And in the just think the way his clothes were became white like nobody can wash them. Radiant, like glorious clothes, just think the way he clothes are become. The glory of God is so great that one day when we go to ourselves, we realize what it is, how it is. Paul told in 2 Corinthians 12 that human words cannot describe some of these things what we saw in him. They are not able to utter only the things. So the things what is prepared for those who believe in him, that thing is the one. Those things we are prepared for by God for us is something which we really long for to see one day. And we see that here Jesus himself has represented that he is the Son of God and he is well pleased and is saying that listen to him. Today God the Father is telling to us, listen to Jesus Christ. Why? Became I am living in him. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, of course, as we know now. And listen to him. Today also he wants us to help. My children, listen to me, listen to my son. He is the only one who can help you. Because he's the only way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way apart from that. If you have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, you cannot go to heaven. Unless we believe in Jesus, he is the way. He told that unless you believe through him, you cannot go to heaven. So there's not a great barrier between us and God. Sin is there definitely. Body, wall is there. It can be broken in seconds if you trust in Him. If you are not trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, then 1 John chapter 5 verse 9, it says, we accept men's testimony, but God's testimony is greater because it is a testimony of God, which He has given about His Son. See, God Himself has testified about Jesus Christ, that He is my Son, and He is a divine Son, because as you saw earlier in Peter wrote writing, in Him was no sin. 13 people living day after day, day after together, they could not find single sin. Recently, I was thinking about Jesus growing up up to the age of 30. He lived with His family, just think, like us, we live. No? He had four brothers and one sister, or two sisters, what are they? And we see that Jesus, how He must have interacted with them up to 30 years. Because we see here that they had, Mary had some more children after Jesus. So just think the way, how it happens in our family. Small child wants to grab something from other people. Nobody has taught the child. But we don't say about Jesus Christ that Jesus Christ, as He grew up, He lived a holy life until He was revealed. John the Baptist is telling that here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of God. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin. So we see that Jesus Christ is the one who became fully 100% holy. And there is not a single spot in Him which we can point out. Of course, we can say that, He became angry when took out the temple people and but He told that this is my Father's house and you have made Him a den of robbers. So that's why He had to then send them out from there. Because He knew that that was His authority. He spoke with authority and nobody can oppose Him. So it wasn't that he was angry or he's sinning, but He was claiming that this is all mine, this belongs to me, but you have made it a business. So many people in so many churches, so many kinds of businesses are going. So many people do wrong things. But Jesus wants to be known as a house of prayer. We are the body of Christ. We are the temple of Christ. And Jesus wants us to be that temple of Christ. Not that man-made human structure. Of course, these days we see that so many of these persecutors are there. They destroyed all the church and burnt all the church. Some years back, one church in Delhi was also burnt, that. And Chhattisgarh is the most worst affected area at the moment. And so many people are going against Christ and Christians and talking all kinds of gali and there, that's what they tell. And so many wrong things they tell. They destroy things. But Jesus, can you control Jesus Christ like that? No. We accept, we hear that, we see here that testimony of Jesus Christ, Father Himself as well, it cannot be wrong. It is true. They will not be able to destroy Jesus Christ because He is the Lord of the church. And as long as He is the Lord of the church, the Holy Spirit is working. Nobody can stop the Holy Spirit. Can you believe it? No work what you are involved in, whatever work you are involved in, don't be afraid about that. That what will happen to my work, I'm doing like this, I'm doing like that. Somebody will say an appropriate. Recently it happened in Delhi itself. Some of these blind people we work with. One lady wanted to tell some wrong thing about Jesus, that they have given money and all other. But it was proved wrong. And things will happen like this, but we have to be strong. Holy Spirit nobody will be able to stop Holy Spirit working because it's a conversion is from Holy Spirit. So our part is that to be bold, be courage at this time of death. Because God Himself has testified about His Son that He is my Son and He is working and that is salvation what He has done. We see that John the Baptist told the works of Christ, Jesus told that believe me because of my works. The Father Himself has testified. Old Testament was also telling in John chapter 5, verse 37 also, that the scripture itself testifies about me. Scripture himself, in the Old Testament, all the books of the 66 books, you see, there's a red thread of Jesus Christ. You find it in different ways, in different, but all about God himself telling about it. That Jesus is God, God himself is God. And we see also that Jesus himself is telling, John chapter 8, you know what he's telling? Before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham, he is there. So we see that Jesus Christ, all these scriptures when we read about him, they prove that Jesus Christ really a divine savior who became a man like us. And he died for us and he's alive today. And we can trust in him, we can believe in him because God the Father has testified about him. So he, Jesus himself has testified about him. And we see that when Jesus was upon this earth as a human being, who some of his old creation, which were the angels who rebelled against God himself, they were thrown down. And they are the ones who are deceiving people these days in impersonating them. And so many of them you see also. This yesterday I was listening to the testimony of one family, how the spirit tormented them day and night. They could not sleep, they couldn't do anything. One sister was there in our church in Lucknow, sister church in Lucknow. She was telling that for 3 years she could not sleep. 3 years, just think. Day or night. But when it was, she was prayed for, the evil spirit had left. So, and we see here in Mark chapter 3, verse 11. Whenever the evil spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, say, what are they crying out? You are the Son of God. See, they knew Jesus Christ before because everything was created by him, by God the Father allowed Jesus to create all these things. And angels were created by God. And they recognize that you are the Son of God. And it says that in Luke chapter 4, verse 41, moreover, demons came out of many people shouting, you are the Son of God. But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak because they knew he was the Christ. He will not allow them to speak about him. Evil spirits don't need to say it. No, we don't need the help of any evil spirit to tell the gospel. No. We want God himself to tell. And the scripture testifies that even the evil spirits want to do, but he is not allowing them to do that. Acts chapter 19, verse 15, it said, the evil spirit answered them, saying, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? You see, that sons of Sceva, they ran away. They thought that, okay, in Jesus' name we can do certain things. But no, unless you have the God, the Spirit in you, God, the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, you cannot do that. You cannot overpower some of these evil things. We see that further on, we see that in Micah, you know, it is written there. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, Micah chapter 5 verse 2, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will rule over the Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient time. That we saw also in John chapter 1 and verse 1, that he is right from the beginning. In the beginning was God. And we see that God was with him, and God was God. We see that here that he is from ancient of days, millions of years old, Jesus Christ. And then we see further on in Hebrews, where it says he was without father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of day or of days or end of life. Like the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. This is about the Jesus Christ, that he remains a priest forever, Jesus Christ. about Melchizedek, it talks about, but in the context of Melchizedek, this verse, you can look at it and see Hebrews chapter 7, verse 10. Then we can see also in Revelation 22:13, Jesus Christ himself is telling that I am the Alpha and Omega, and the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And we see here that in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6, this is what the Lord says, Israel's King, Redeemer the Lord. I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. Apart from me, there is no God. So God himself is telling that I am the only one. So those who have believed, those who be believers, we are the most privileged people to follow God himself. But oftentimes we forget him. Oftentimes we are not conscious of him. We would like to go our own way. We would like to do our own way. We like to do things which sometimes we displease God also. But God is still telling, we can come back to him all the time. We can always repent and turn and come back to him. And he accepts us as we are. We see that when Jesus was upon this earth, he had the authority. And he told that all of it in heaven and earth in Egypt. After resurrection, we see that Jesus Christ is telling that all authority in heaven and earth in Egypt. And we see that Jesus Christ is not somebody who says something and he's not that. He is what he told is really truth. That's why he says, I am the way, the truth, and life. What does he do? I have all authority. And when we come to God, when we go and proclaim his name, we have the highest authority, highest power in earth. Of course, people may snatch your tract, your telling. People may try to beat you, people may try to do, but he still remains the same. He cannot be cowed down by anybody. People like recently, some person was in SJ and he died, a young boy, because he was a pastor who was going to prayer and all. And we see that Jesus Christ is from ancient of days, and he cannot be cowed down by anybody else. We see his own authority in Matthew chapter 7, verse 29. Because he taught as one who had authority, not as the teacher of the law. People, when they were amazed, you see, oh my God, look at him, Jesus. That he is he taught me authority, not like an authority. And Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 also it says, and Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. All authority in heaven and earth. That same God who has all authority, but all authority in heaven and on earth is by your side today. The way John says in usually in John chapter 14 or nearby there, all the chapters you read that Jesus Christ said that we will live and come. Abide in you, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. And that person, that God himself is abiding in you and in me. Often we don't realize, we don't exercise the authority of Jesus. We allow the devil sometimes to take control of us. And sometimes the devil will attack your mind very much. First thing he wants to get control over is your mind. Once you get over the hold of this mind, then he can control him anyway. So, but we can always read God's word, we can pray. I remember when pastor was telling me like that whenever I find like this, what I do is I read God's word and pray. And we see that that is the only way of getting victory over the devil. You can get victory over the devil. And we see that Jesus had all authority. And he is the one who has come to give us authority. Give us that life. We see some other references in John chapter 6, verse 64. Jesus is telling some of you who do not believe. Definitely there are people who do not believe these days also. But Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. See, Jesus knew Judas Iscariot right from the beginning. He would betray him till he gave him chance. So that's why we see that so many people who are attacking Christ, so many people who are burning, killing pastors. So many, still he gives them chance. Okay, I have given you life, and I give you till the end. Until your time comes, you will live. Then the judgment will come. And we see here that beginning of, for Jesus had known from the beginning which of them would believe. Did not believe. So we see that we can be in church and not believe also in Jesus Christ. We can be nominal, so many nominal Christians are there. So many people are there. Sunday morning they come dressed up in the best clothes and everything. But Monday to Saturday, you see that is a different kind of Christian. The workplace is different. In your house is different. But we can be always live a victorious Christian life through Jesus Christ by just believing in him. Because he has all authority in heaven and earth. Then what happens that Jesus has, he had the knowledge, he knew that he was going to die. We'll talk about that now. But Jesus, knowing that all was going to happen to him, went out and asked him, who is it you want? Now people have come to arrest Jesus Christ. Just think the way he knows everything. He has told that I can ask angels, legions of angels come and defend us. But he did not do that, right? Because he did not want any of his disciples to be arrested on his behalf. No. You have come. I have come to fulfill God's word. I have to come to fulfill God's mission. And I am the one whom you are going to arrest. Not anybody else. None of my disciples. That's why he's telling that. He tells to his father in John chapter 17 that I have not lost any of them. He kept them. He is the one who protect them till the end. And it says in John chapter 19 verse 28 that knowing that all was now completed, so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty. Jesus Christ came to fulfill all the scriptures. We see that so many, many scriptures are fulfilled. If you see that in the Bible, if you just write down the fulfilled promises of God, hundreds and hundreds you will find them. Still to be confirmed, fulfilled are there, definitely. After he comes and when he takes hold. But here he is telling on the cross that I have come here on the cross. I am thirsty now. And we see that they give him vinegar. That also is fulfilled in the scripture. They divided his clothes. That was fulfilled in the scripture. They hanged him up like a snake, and the snake was hanged up. Like he was lifted up on the cross. Most cruel death he suffered for you and for me. What a great God he was, that he knew all these things. He had all authority in heaven and earth. And still, he became a man like us and he died for us. We see in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, no? He's called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor. He could have counseled to all these people who came to arrest him. He did not do any counseling to them. No. He could have just told one word, they would all gone away. They would have been saved. But he did not do that. And he's talking about Mighty God. Mighty God is somebody who can do Almighty God. He is the one who can do anything what he wants or what he can do. Nothing is there on this earth which he cannot do. All things are possible with God. Like Sarah was barren, 90 years old lady, she got a birth. Just think the way how God can do miracles. Miracles after miracles he did. That's why Jesus told, believe on me because of the miracles I'm doing. We see that here, Jesus is called as one everlasting Father. Everlasting, everlasting. His kingdom is everlasting. He's everlasting. He's eternal God. And he has his everlasting Father. To call Jesus as Father, sometimes people will think, why? I was wondering always, how can we call Jesus as Father? Because Father is there, Father God is there. But you see, Father provides for the children everything they need. Father looks after them in every way they learn. Father protects them even after marriage, even after grandchildren, they bear grandchildren. Still, Father is a father and he looks after them, after children. And we see here that Jesus Christ looks after us in all areas of our life. Every way, all areas, you just think from one area to another area. In every way he looks up. And he is the everlasting Father. Such a great God he is. And how divine Savior. He became a man like you and me. And we see that at the end we would like to see about that he became a, he was human like any of us. Just think the way he was human, but still today what he is and what he is. He felt sorrow. He had natural growth like us. It says Luke 2:40. He was hungry after the 40 days of fast. Of course, after fasting, we don't meet, eat one meal and then we feel very hungry. And so we are very hungry. He felt hungry like that. And he slept on the boat. Just think the way the storm is going up. So windstorm. Boat is going to, like water is coming to the boat and they are going to drown. Jesus was fast asleep. Just think the way how tired he must be, how hard he must be working. And Jesus has given us work and we can do the work. No matter how tired we are, we can do his work. But then he rebukes the wind and storm. Then he slept. And we see here also that he told that foxes have holes, but I have no place to lay my head. Jesus Christ, when he became a man like us, just think the way he had no, of course, for 30 years he lived with his father and mother. And when his father died earlier, because we don't see, actually, read about those prophets. But he lived with his parents. And he earned his own living. Just think the way he became a carpenter, he must earn his living. Just think the way how God must have done all this. He became a man. His mother must have marveled at him. All my other children are doing all kinds of wrong things, but Jesus is not doing anything wrong. Our mother must have marveled at him. And the way how Jesus grew up and how he became sinless. The same Jesus is today in heaven. As we read in Revelation chapter, verse I would like to read that. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. I would like to read from Revelation. Verse 12 onwards. When Jesus Christ is gone to heaven now, and now what he's telling, chapter 1, verse, Revelation 1, verses 12 to 18, I'll read, I think. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man. Son of Man, he is there, just think of it. Then he is clothed with the garment down to his feet. Jesus has covered clothes, like a seamless garment, what he had, his clothes, and divine. He may not have taken any clothes from here, maybe. He heavenly clothes he must wear. We see that he is girded about the chest with a golden band. Heavenly gold he must have done, just think the way he has put around his chest. And in the midst of the seven lamps, one like serpent, to the garment down to the feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. Verse 14, his head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like flame of fire. Think the way, who becomes white hair? You know, I'm 74. All of my hair are like white now. Who gets white hair? Somebody who is old. Somebody who is, but we see here that his hair were like white like wool. See the wool, we can see white wool, we can see the way compared. How ancient he is, even after 2,000 years, you see that hair is bright like wood. And what is that? His eyes like a flame of fire. Jesus Christ, Pharaoh, is in heaven today. His eyes can see everything, same second. All over the world, he knows everything, what is there, what is not there, what is going to happen. And we see that Jesus Christ himself, he sees you and me today. How wonderful it is that Jesus Christ is somebody who sees us wherever we are, what we think. Hey, this is he's speaking over time. That also he knows well. But we see that he's framed and he can see all these things we are doing and we'll be doing. How much conscious we should become and how much we should be aware of these things. And we see that his feet were like fine brass as a refining furnace, and his voice had the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand 7 stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp edge, 2-edged sword. And his countenance was like the sun shining all its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet. Just think the way how the word of God comes out. Double-edged sword. And we say that right here, we see double-edged sword is given to us right in our own hand. Each one of you have so many Bibles, I'm sure. We can read that Bible, and the same thing will again to speak our heart. The more we read, the more closer we become to God. And we see that his son is like what? Son like, his face was like, countenance was like a sun shining in its strength. Oh my God, just think the way you try to look at the sun. Are you able to see for a long time? No, you can't see. But see, today when we look at Jesus Christ, he loves us, he accepts us. He's such a great God, divine Savior. He accepts and he wants to embrace us as we come to him. And the same God, he is waiting. Divine Savior is waiting. Come, my children. We have what problem we have? We have physical problem, a spiritual problem, mental problem, financial problem, any other society problem, any problem at the work, any place, any other family problem we have, sickness we have. You come to me, I will help you. I will look after you. And we see that Jesus Christ is God himself. And today, he's waiting for you and for me. You come to him all the time. That's why we should spend more and more time with him. Jesus spent more time upon his earth as he kept close to the Father. And that same God is looking towards us. He said that you be like me, follow me, and walk with me. And what a great and mighty God we have. No other God, as you saw earlier, there is none like him. No other God you cannot compare with him. So we are, no matter what persecution comes, trials, troubles come, we can still face it and go forward until our time is over in this earth. May God bless his God. Thank you very much.